الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، أو كما صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We have been blessed, very, very greatly blessed by Allah by this great and honorable month of Ramadan. Whatever the conditions are now, but still the month is here with us. And we should appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And due to circumstances and conditions, let us not lose sight of the value of this month and what we have to take from this month. There are great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in this month, and it is a build-up for this month. From the month of Rajab already, we are being prepared with the dua of which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us. We should try and get our namazes in order. Then the month of Sha'ban comes, and the month of Sha'ban is a month of rozas also, month of Tawbah and Istighfar also, and a month that we turn more to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And according to riwayat, whose death is written in the year, who is going to get married, who is going to go for Hajj, all these things are given to the Malaika, these duties. So we have to get, and it is the night of salvation, of making Tawbah and Istighfar. Then comes this great, great month of Ramadan. And in this Ayat-e Karima, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala speaks of this month, that this is that month, Shahrul Ramadan, which is the month of Allah Ta'ala. This is the month which is Allah's month. So in other words, we should pay even more attention. It is a month which Allah has attributed towards Himself, that this is my month. And Allah says, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan itself is a great, great month. And it is the month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed, which makes it even more greater. The month of Ramadan is that month in which all the heavenly scriptures were also revealed. So this month was such that it was such a month that all the heavenly scriptures and then the Qur'an Sharif also was revealed in this month. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The night of Qadr, and that makes that night also so valuable, that it is khayrum min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. And it is really because of the revelation of the Qur'an Sharif. So the Qur'an Sharif itself is also, what a great ni'mat, and Allah reward our ulama. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah alayhi, has written a whole booklet on Fadaili Ramadan. Fadaili Quran, and many ulama have written, and really nobody can ever do justice on the with regard to the great honor of the Quran Sharif, and that it was revealed in the month of Ramadan, which shows that this month is so valuable, and the value of the month became even enhanced, even more, because the Quran Sharif was revealed in this month. So we should really, really try and take to mind the great value and apply ourselves accordingly. And we try and fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif also, the rights of the month of Ramadan as well, so that we get this month which Allah has given us, we can take the maximum benefit. So the Quran Sharif is also a great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala explains in Surah Fatiha, that it is mentioned that all the subject matter of all the heavenly scriptures has been condensed in the Quran Sharif. And what is in the Quran Sharif has been given to us in Surah Fatiha. And the height of Surah Fatiha, after the praises of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, honoring Allah Ta'ala, declaring that we only worship Allah Ta'ala, then it comes to the height, our request and our dua to Allah Ta'ala. What we want from Allah Ta'ala. And the Quran has taught us this is your greatest need in your life. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the right path. That is our greatest need and greatest necessity of our life. Where we have plenty of other necessities and plenty of other needs, but this is our greatest need of hidayat, of sirat-i mustaqim. So that we asked of Allah Ta'ala. And then the details is given that not that path of the people who went astray, the Jews, the Christians, we want that path that is the straight path. Ulama have explained also so beautifully, the straight path is the shortest path. Because when a person is going straight, that is the shortest distance between two points. The minute we go to another point in between, then it becomes a long cut. So the straight path is the shortest path. So to reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has made it also that we must follow the shortest path, and that is the easiest path also. Ad-deenu yusrun. Allah has made deen easy. It is only that we have to learn deen in the correct way, apply it in the correct way, and create the correct environment. Then we will find deen is easy. Otherwise, if we don't apply it in the right way, we don't create the conditions for deen, then we will think that deen is difficult. Like, for example, we build a house, we renovate a house, and we don't keep in mind parda system for the house. And now to observe parda will become difficult. But had we made it such and we planned it such that parda becomes natural, then parda is just natural. Then it's not difficult at all. Everything, our whole lives, if we do them correctly, then inshallah, according to deen, we will find to practice upon deen, it becomes easy. For that, an effort is required to create the environment to practice upon deen. And that everyone, for example, all the males, females, all understand the regulations of parda, then it's easy to observe it. But if we don't make that effort, and now we want people to observe it, now it becomes difficult. People don't understand it. For them to accept it also becomes difficult. So this is also necessary. And the Quran teaches us this in detail about Amar bil Ma'aruf, Nahi anil Munkar, and the etiquette of it also. That also how we do it should be done in the right way also. If we do that also, the right thing, in the wrong way, then that also becomes a problem and difficult. But if we do it in the right way, inshallah, then that will also become easy. Even to tell somebody will become easy, and when we make this little effort, and of course, naturally, there will be sacrifices that will be required. We will have to listen to some criticism. People will speak bad about us, everything. But hopefully, if we do it with sincerity, then those very people will become our ardent lovers also, and they will follow in that way also. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when somebody becomes bai'at to me for Islah, to correct his life, but my first concern is not his Islah, but how he can come to love me. And when he loves me, then automatically he's going to do everything. I don't have to go into much detail and explain. So the deen, every aspect of deen, when it is in place, we should not look at deen just from one side or just one part of deen and then expect to get the proper results. It won't be easy. So anyway, the basic source of deen is the Quran Sharif, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us. And in the Surah Fatiha, Allah has taught us that, oh Allah, show us the straight path, the path that is the shortest, the path that is the most easiest, and the path that is the most enjoyable also. If we make the proper effort of deen, then we will find to practice upon deen becomes enjoyable also. It is not only as a duty, but we will take it, and from the bottom of our heart, we will read, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, that I am happy with Allah is my Rabb. And we will we will declare our love to Allah in our hearts also. Ya Allah, I'm happy with you. What you have decreed, that you have given us this deen, on that also we will make shukr to Allah. You gave us namazes, we will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When namaz time comes, for example, it won't be a burden, but we will make shukr to Allah. You gave us a great gift of namaz. When Ramadan will come, when we make this effort, then we will also appreciate the month of Ramadan. It won't be a burden on a person. It won't be difficult. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, the awliya, so much the love of deen had come into them that for them to give their lives was a pleasure, to give their lives for deen. Today we are not prepared to listen to little criticism for the sake of deen also. We are not prepared to tolerate any person just talking bad about us also. But if it is for the sake of deen, it should be an honor for a person. A person should have should be happy that at least Allah accepted this life of mine. Poet says, "Jaan di to di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ke haq ada nahi hua." Even if a person gives his life for deen, then it is only the life which Allah gave us. Still we haven't given what we should. From our side we haven't still given anything. That life is also the life which Allah gave us. So Allah make it that we come to enjoy the Quran Sharif also. That this kitab, we asked for it there in Surah Fatiha. Then Allah Ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That is the kitab. That you wanted the straight path, this kitab here will guide you to the straight path. So this is a great ni'mat of Allah. And also we should keep in mind, and especially during these days, that this is a kitab, la rayba fi. There is absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif also. There is no doubt that it has been revealed from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is absolute. Allah's knowledge is absolute. Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is absolute. And the Quran Sharif is that perfect kitab Allah has given us. Today, unfortunately, how many of us, just because we study in different fields, and we give preference to that over the Quran Sharif. If we study in the field of medicine, what we have studied, we feel that is more correct to what the Quran Sharif teaches us. If we have studied law, we feel other law is more superior and is more correct than the law we offer Allah Ta'ala. Then for the true believer, and this is how much shukr we make, and we make ta'alluq with deen and with buzurgani deen, and we try and learn this deen, then the reality of this will come, that Quran Sharif is the absolute kitab. There is absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif. La rayba fih. There is no doubt in the Quran Sharif in any aspect. Mufassirin have written different aspects of this doubt. In every aspect there is no doubt. So to have such a solid guide, such a solid book, kitab, that is 100% true and correct, we should make so much shukr on that. There is absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif. And that reality has to come into our hearts. For that, effort is required also. That this reality of the Quran Sharif, the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif comes into our heart. And then the whole Quran Sharif explains the whole of deen also. Not only deen, but it explains us about our maut also. It will tell us about the life of the qabr. Like that, every person wants to know the future. And the future, you look in the Quran Sharif, it tells us what our future will be. What our amal also will be. That what our actions will be. And then according to that, what our future will be. In this world also, at the time of mort also, in the qabr's life also, the Quran Sharif has explained. The life on the day of Qiyamah also, Quran Sharif has explained. Life of Jannat also, and in detail, what beautiful life of Jannat there will be. And may Allah protect us all, and the whole of mankind and jinn from Jahannam. And what that life will be, that also the Quran Sharif has explained, and explained in detail also. And more detail, and of course in the Hadith we are given much more detail. So this Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Today if somebody is studying in any field, and there is a certain textbook that he has to have, certain book, he will try and get it. It's not in print. He will try, he go out of his way to get it. When he gets it, he will be so happy. And he will sit with that book. Today, not only to some books of knowledge or whatever in that field, but even today, just some novels people, once they get them, or a film, how they go like mad over it. They stay awake the whole night just for some commentary, or just watching some matches somewhere in another part of the world. People will stay up at night, will wake up at night to watch that match. So how much mustn't we do for the Quran Sharif? And especially now in the month of Ramadan, how much more mustn't we sacrifice for the Quran Sharif? This is the greatest kitab. But all this will come when that love of the Quran, and we know the value of the Quran Sharif, when that will come into us. And that cannot just fall from the air. When we will listen to it, like in Fadail-e-Quran, we listen to talks about it, we make dua for it also, and we make the proper effort sitting in the company, and we hear about the Quran Sharif, what a great kitab, then hopefully this will start wearing down, and we also stay in the company of those people who have the love of the Quran Sharif, the respect of the Quran Sharif, the time is devoted to the Quran Sharif, then these things all, without us realizing it, it will rub off onto us also. And then this way of life and this love of the Quran Sharif will come into us. So this is the month that Allah has given us this great Quran. It is a guide also. And after, Allahu Akbar, if we get guided by somebody, the GPS, whatever somebody gave us directions, then those people, they won't pay us for it, that you went on the right path. Allah Ta'ala gave us the Quran Sharif, now you follow the right path, Allah pays us for it. Now He gives us sawab for every letter, minimum 10 sawabs. If we following, somebody gave us directions that you must go in this way, perhaps He will charge us for it. For the GPS, to get our connection, whatever way, there is some little payment somewhere that we have to make. But yeah, the GPS won't pay us that you went on the right road, what I guided you. Or somebody who gave us directions, that he told us, follow this route. We followed that route, we reached our destination for our benefit. That person is not going to pay us. But Allah Ta'ala, you just read the Quran Sharif also. For that also Allah Ta'ala rewards. And as Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that the rewards which Allah give are also, it is amazing. Like for example, if a person reads a wazifa 100 times, Fir'aun, 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 Shaitan, 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 he will get misguided. What benefit in there? No benefit whatsoever. But you read that word in the Quran Sharif, for every letter, minimum 10 sawabs. So how kind has not Allah Ta'ala been? What a kitab He gave us, as far as rewards also are concerned. The rewards of the Quran Sharif, it has been mentioned in the Hadith, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned this in Fadail-e-Amal. When we read Quran Sharif without wudu, then for every letter that we read, we get 10 sawabs. We read it in namaz in a sitting position, which means that a prayer that is nafal namaz. Because namaz, farz namaz, you cannot read in a sitting position unless you have a shari'i excuse. You are excused. Otherwise, you should stand farz namaz. So this means a nafal namaz. Then for every letter, before that, without wuzu, 10 sawabs for every letter. With wuzu, 25 sawabs for every letter. And you read it in nafal namaz, for every letter, 50 sawabs. And you read it then in farz namaz, the value is even much, much more. So just the recitation of the Quran Sharif, still you haven't come to practice upon it. You haven't propagated it and made tabligh of the Quran Sharif. You haven't taught the Quran Sharif to anyone. You are just still reading the Quran Sharif and already so much sawab. So what a great kitab. May Allah make it that this month and this Ramadan for us makes it that the value of the Quran Sharif comes into our heart. Like somebody wrote to Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that I don't get time to read the Quran Sharif. What a beautiful answer Maulana wrote back, that it isn't that you haven't got time, the value of the Quran is not in your heart. Had the value of it been there, you should have taken out time. Today a person takes out time for smoking also. A person takes out time to go and watch a cricket match also. And some people will go for 5 days to watch one ruler of a country in the 30s. When he went and watched a cricket match at that time, and after the first day he asked who won. They say nobody won still. This will carry on 5 days still. He banned that as a national sport in their country. Until today in that country, it's banned as a national sport. He says 5 days economy will go down. And we will lose out on the economy, for people are all just interested in this year. So they play, but it's not a national sport in that country. So for such things, we will take out time. But for our Quran Sharif, because that attachment for deen and the value of akhirat is not in our heart. Dunya's things and the amusements of dunya. Not only this dunya for money's sake, for having things of this dunya, but even the amusements of this dunya has taken us out, has caught us so much. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ. Like the love of that worshipping the calf, they were soaked into it. Like that we are soaked with the love of the things of this dunya. That not only like what are things of dunya, a big house, money, big business, etc., but all the amusement. And so much so, when a person is not careful, then not only amusement, but when he does not have these things, deen, akhirat, the concern, the worry of it, then as ulama explained, a person becomes like an animal. Ulaika kalan'am bal hum adal. And in animals also, there are different types of animals. One is like, for example, a lion. It will kill, it will do its kill, a buck, whatever, but to eat it, to get benefit. So you will find in man also, they will harm other people, but for their benefit. Then you get those types of, and in the animal kingdom, like a snake, a scorpion. It bites a person, but it doesn't get benefit even. A person's nature becomes like that. Just to harm other people, even no benefit to himself, but just to harm, and it becomes his nature like that. And then he just wants to cause harm. So when we don't have akhirat in mind, deen, then it's not important for us. Quran Sharif is not important. Dunya things. And to have a discussion with such a person also is extremely difficult. They look at it from that point and they can't understand that how you can give preference to deen and how deen's values and deeny aspects are so valuable in your heart. They feel that the wrong things, total wrong things, poison, which is poison, but they feel that is absolutely necessary and absolutely good for a person. So this worldly life and with a minus deen and akhirat becomes very dangerous. So this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, it will guide us. And it is such a kitab, Allahu Akbar. Another aspect of it, which Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi explained following a dream of his, that the Quran Sharif with understanding is also beneficial, without understanding is also beneficial. With understanding, it's quite clear. When a person understands the message of the Quran Sharif, and there is no limit in understanding the Quran, the depth of the Quran, as one great orator, lecturer gave bayan. He says, now I will dive into the ocean of the Quran and take out a few gems and pearls and present them to you. Those are only a few. But otherwise, the Quran Sharif, once a person dives into the ocean of the Quran Sharif, and therefore, people, Allahu Akbar. tafsir that they have written just on Surah Fatiha. So much they have written on the whole Quran. How many tafsirs of the Quran Sharif? On one ayat, how much of detail? This is what the Quran, and the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When a person practices the Quran, then he gets the real enjoyment of it. So this Quran Sharif is a great kitab. To study the Quran Sharif is a great ibadat also. To discuss matters of the Quran Sharif, to teach the Quran Sharif, to sit in a gathering where the Quran Sharif is taught, whether it is a formal class, a hifz class, or any other where Quran Sharif is spoken about, and people get together to talk about, to learn the Quran, to teach the Quran. What value it has got by Allah Ta'ala again. Allah Ta'ala looks at that gathering and Allah's rahmat comes down. Allah ghashiyatumur rahma, haffatumul malaika, wa zakarahumullah fi man inda. That Allah speaks about these people. And at the end of such a gathering, all those people are forgiven also. For those people, the fish in the sea, in the waters, the birds in the air, the ants all make dua for those people. This is that Quran Sharif. People who don't know the value, they are excused. Or rather, we have our duty to make them understand. If they make a point of objection, or they look at it down, that you have parrot fashion, a child just learns the Quran. What does he get? How much isn't he getting? So much he's getting to learn the Quran Sharif. And if a person wants to become a hafiz and his whole life goes in it also, it's a worthwhile project, a real worthwhile thing that he's doing. And even if he doesn't succeed and become a hafiz, but he was learning his whole life, that is also a great, great profitable business. And the value of it, again, if we realize, and from the Quran Sharif we will realize the value of Akhirat. Then we will see what the value will be in the Akhirah. Like that one simple example, but very, very beneficial, that the child whose ustad taught him that if you learn one masala, one matter of deen, one point of deen, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, one hadith, is more better than the whole world and what it contains. And there is absolutely no doubt in it. May Allah put that yaqeen and the reality of it, that we really understand that this is the most valuable thing for us, for our children, to learn deen, Quran Sharif. This is the most valuable. It happened that the child's sandal broke. To have it fixed, he went to the shoemaker, and the shoemaker asked him to fix it. How much will you pay me? Whatever it might be, 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand. But the child said, I will teach you. If the child who, and this is also another aspect, that children today, from the time they are born already, they are drowsed, for example, with some Panado syrup or some other things, or they are put in front of the TV, they are watching comedies all the time, some cartoons or things like that. So their minds are polluted. But those whose minds are clear, and there are still such places in the world, and those people, that what is told to them, the value comes in their heart. So the child, the value of Quran Sharif and what his ustad had told him was in his heart. He said, I will teach you one masala of deen. But that person didn't know the value of deen. So he thought, what is one masala? I need 5 ren, I need 20 ren, I need 50 ren to do this job of mine. So he threw the sandal back at him. The child was surprised that my ustad told me. And where the minds are not polluted, he knows that what my ustad told me was the truth, is the right. So he asked the ustad, you told me that it's better than the whole world and what it contains. But I couldn't get my one sandal fixed. Forget buying a new pair of sandals. The ustad understood his plight, what his difficulty is. So he took a very, very valuable stone, diamond, pearl, whatever it was, and he said, go back to the shoemaker, and he sent an elderly person, matured, responsible person with him. And when he asked you what you will give, tell him, I will give you the stone. When he went and he said it, the shoemaker threw the sandal back again at him. What must I do with the stone? Then he sent the child with that responsible person to the jeweler of the town. When the jeweler saw it, he said that for this nobody can pay for the stone besides the king. Only the king has got so much money. In other words, he knew the value. The shoemaker didn't know the value. So those who don't know the value of the Quran, they will pass madaris, makatib, hifz classes, like Allah forgive us, perhaps also like a waste of time, unnecessary. But those who know the value will go out of their way to establish this. And just that one child learns one ayat also, they will know it is worthwhile. No matter we spend the whole world for one ayat that a child learns, the Quran Sharif, and how much of Quran. So these madaris, these masajid, our Quran Sharif, these are the things that have got real value. May Allah let us understand this, and the value of the Quran Sharif, by the barakat of this month, let us attach ourselves to it. Let us try and become more involved. Study, not read. Study Fadail Quran, other kitabs which are like this, and understand the value of the Quran Sharif and make it our wazifa of our life. As we read other wazifas, as we can't do without our breakfast, we can't do without our sleep, like that Allah make it that the Quran Sharif we can't do without it. If I haven't read Quran Sharif, there's something very wrong today in my life. Every day Quran Sharif be in our lives, and with ardent desire and feeling and passion for Quran Sharif. And whenever we even take the word, we don't just say Quran, but Quran Sharif. And we should try and even avoid like Holy Quran. Rather Quran Majid, Quran Sharif, all these words. These are and show our respect. And also in handling the Quran, every aspect of the Quran Sharif, may Allah make it that the true value comes into our heart. And this month, may Allah make it easy for us, realize all these great values which Allah has given us, bring it into our lives, and let it go past Ramadan in the whole year also. That we stay with Quran Sharif, not only in Ramadan that we read, but that we read throughout the year also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and be pleased with us. Wa akhir da'wana. We should try and read our Durood Sharif 100 times, Ayat Karima 100 times, Durood Sharif 100 times, and then engage in du'as, inshallah. Du'as are readily accepted towards, especially at this time, before opening Roza, du'as are readily accepted.